Everything is sales. You're selling yourself, an idea, a service, a product, and yet at the end of the day, most people hear the word sales and they run away terrified that they'll be called a snake oil salesman or worse, that they're selling something that people don't want to buy. But what if there was a way you could use sales not just to help sell your services, but also sell your ideas? Yeah, let's talk about that. Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show. Well, hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you from our lovely Cardio Miracle Studios here in Eastern Indiana. The Brian Nichols Show is powered by Amp America. Very excited to be part of the Amp America team. If you want the news that really matters without the corporate media bias and fluff, head over to ampamerica.com. We have news articles, opinion pieces, podcasts, and more. So please go ahead, check them out. And when you do, give us some love, hit that subscribe button, and also subscribe to our newsletter, ampamerica.com. Also, Cardio Miracle is powering The Brian Nichols Show, but also powering yours truly. I've been using Cardio Miracle for just over a year now, and folks, the results are in. Better sleep, better pump at the gym, and most importantly, especially according to my doctor, I've had a better blood pressure. Yes, my blood pressure has been plummeting. It's gone down from what was traditionally, thank you, mom and dad, a genetic history of high blood pressure between like the 140s and the over the 90s. Yeah, not too hot. So I didn't know what else to do. I changed my diet. I was working out 6 days a week. I limited my caffeine intake and my blood pressure remained high. And then I added Cardio Miracle into my daily routine, morning and night. And within 2 months, literally just 2 months, I go back for a checkup. My doctor takes my blood pressure and they say, what have you been doing different? Your blood pressure is perfect. They actually took my blood pressure 3 times just to make sure. And I said, hey, all I've been doing is Cardio Miracle. Literally, it's just a scoop of delicious. Actually, it's a delicious powder, by the way. I've taken some other supplements that they say they're delicious. They taste like green, disgusting bubble gum. So don't worry. When you have Cardio Miracle, you're actually going to have something that tastes good, too. Plus, it's 100% backed by a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose besides those restless nights' sleep. Yes, the restless nights, especially when you're thinking about going to the doctor's office and getting your blood pressure checked. If you have high blood pressure, trust me, I know how stressful that can be. So quell your fears, go to briannicholsshow.com/heart, or if you're watching the show here on the video version of the show, go to the show notes or video description, click the link, it's going to bring you right over to our friends at cardiomiracle.com. Use code TBNS at checkout. You're going to get 15% off your order. That's my gift to you. And folks, you will be joining literally hundreds of folks here in the Brian Nichols Show audience who have already started to experience the Cardio Miracle difference for themselves. I've actually been getting emails from folks saying, thank you for promoting this. I've had high blood pressure my entire life and all of a sudden it's gone. How awesome is this? Yes, I agree. I concur. I've seen the difference. So please head to the show notes. Again, click the link and check out Cardio Miracle for yourself today. I guarantee your heart will thank you. All right, we paid some bills and we talked about sales. I just sold to you. But we talk about sales not just when we're selling a product, in this case, Cardio Miracle, which again, it's awesome, but also we're selling our ideas, we're selling services, we're selling ourselves in some instances. So how do we effectively approach sales without the fear? I've heard this a lot from folks. I hear sales, and I just instantly think, you know, the sleazy car salesman who's trying to sell a lemon to an old lady. I hear of the snake oil salesman. I don't want to be that, Brian. But also, what if I'm selling something and people don't want to buy, right? All these barriers, these objections that we as salespeople face. So we got to really dig into this today. And you know, I said, I'm a sales guy, I'm a sales trainer, but I need some backup today. So coming back to the show from the Faith to Influence, we got our good friend, Justin Janowski. Justin, welcome back to the Brian Nichols Show. You're doing stuff in the world of sales. You're helping teach sales individuals, sales coaches. Man, I needed the help today. Thank God I got you on board. Welcome back to the Brian Nichols Show. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me. I just am remembering as you're introducing the show that you are in Indiana and my Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Indiana Pacers in first round series. As we're recording, it's 1-1. Go Bucks.
Well, so truth be told, I'm not super into basketball there, Justin. I know tonight's the NFL draft as we're recording, so that's where my head's been at. But yeah, basketball. Go shoot some hoops and foul out and whatever, dribble the ball. Shut up and dribble. Wasn't that what they used to say? Shut up and dribble. No, I'm just teasing. Justin, thank you for returning to the show. And I know we left things last time kind of like, you know, we said, hey, this is part one of a conversation and here you're back. We have part two and we're going to talk all things sales, of course, but also I wanted to dig into some of the other areas that you do a lot of stuff at Faith to Influence, namely in the world of storytelling and as it really living your values, the stuff that you teach for effective sales, you're also teaching it by living it as, to be an effective person, more or less. So, Justin, before we dig into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, do us a favor. Reintroduce yourself here to the Brian Nichols Show audience. Maybe missed your last appearance when you were first here on the show.
Yeah, I'm Justin Janowski. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm married and I've got two little kids at home. And I run Faith to Influence. I've been running this business 5.5 years. I primarily work with Christian coaches to help them optimize their business models, their pricing, and their sales strategies so that they can scale their income and scale their impact. My business did $250,000 in revenue my first year, which was a surprise to me. But what I realized was the reason I could have success that most new coaches and entrepreneurs were not having is because sales felt easy and natural to me, and I didn't have any resistance to sales. And so many coaches, so many entrepreneurs really have this strong resistance built up against sales. And so what I do primarily is help people rewire how they feel about sales, tell themselves new stories, and sell in a high integrity, high converting way.
I love that you talked about rewiring their brains. We just had our good buddy here, Michael Pickens, on the show, and he's talking about reprogramming your brain, right? Using subliminal, there we go. Just took three shots. Messaging to help reprogram your mind and you know, looking at how can you start to use tools to just change the perspective that you bring to not just business or sales, but also to life. So I love that this is kind of a recurring theme here, Justin. Now let's very quickly tie this back to the Faith to Influence, because it is a group of folks that you have really built together here who are coalescing around a shared value. What is that shared value and why do you think that's so important? Picture this. You wake up with a pounding headache and a sore throat and you dread the thought of dragging yourself to the doctor's office waiting for hours just to get a simple prescription. But what if I told you there's a better way? With the Wellness Company, you can see a board certified doctor right from your phone or computer. No more waiting rooms, no more hassle. Just log in, describe your symptoms, and get the treatment you need. And as a listener of the Brian Nichols Show, you're going to get 10% off your visit if you use code TBNS. So don't let your busy schedule keep you from feeling your best. Visit the Wellness Company and use code TBNS to start your journey to a convenient, affordable healthcare.
Yeah, so we've got a shared faith. My majority of my clients are Christians. And so I think that part of what that shows up as in business is like high integrity, honesty, service, generosity, love, etc. And so those are some of the values of my clients and some of the things that I think people believe they can't have in sales or business, but I believe actually make sales and business more successful, but also feel really good to both sides. And so that's ultimately what I'm trying to help people do is be loving and generous and fun in the way that they sell.
All right, Justin, now we're going to ask the big question to start, because I was doing some homework before we had our conversation today, and I'm looking at your sales school that you have over on your website, and one of the things that you promoted was you can go ahead and have your biggest year ever as a salesperson by jumping into your sales school. So, Justin, that sounds pretty lofty of a promise, or at the very least of a goal for someone going in to sit down and learn the basics of sales, or heck, maybe they are a salesperson, but they need a little extra help. So how are you so gosh darn confident that you're going to be able to help salespeople have, in fact, their best years ever?
Yeah, I think that most people, like I said before, they either have a resistance to sales or they have a really poor strategy around sales. And so if we can simply remove resistance to sales or earning income, we can change some of the stories that people are telling themselves, the identity or the way that they see themselves can shift and up level. That mindset piece is huge. And if we get that right, people are naturally going to make more sales. Some people do already have that taken care of, although most people are struggling there. For those who already are doing well in the mindset piece, we can teach them our 10-step sales strategy that is highly converting at high ticket levels. I get hired by 7- and 8-figure coaches in the marketplace all the time who are doing even $1 million months or doing $1 million events. And they'll hire our team to come in for 3 days, 5 days at their conference and lead the sales effort. And we've sold millions of dollars in just a few days for people. And so while our process is really high integrity, it's also high converting. And if it's good enough for some of the top coaches in the marketplace, my ideal audience, many of whom are newer coaches who are not yet to a 6-figure business or are just in the early 6 figures in growing their audience and their revenue, are easy to help achieve similar results. And when we look at their biggest year ever, for some people, it's just making their first sales. For some people, it's having their first $10,000 months, right? It's different for every person, but we're really confident we can help people get there.
Justin, so you've been teaching folks for a while. Let's start out here in the basics of sales. This is where, so we left things off last time. We said we're going to talk about a couple things: sales, storytelling, and living our values. So that's where we're gonna pick up today. And let's talk the basics of sales. So you mentioned the different folks that you can sit down with and coach, but I'm guessing, right, even if you have someone who's at level 1 or someone who's at level 50 or someone who's at level 99 in the sales process of getting better at becoming a good salesperson, I'm sure there are still recurring issues that you see, or maybe, you know, areas of improvement that are consistent across all the different areas there, or different levels of going through the sales journey. So what are some of those basic areas that you've seen as, you know, like starting out, hey, let's start to address these very low-hanging fruit type of areas first before we start going into, you know, the nitty-gritty 10-step program with 14 subsections for a sales process? Like, what are the basics here that people are usually just missing?
Yeah, the very first thing that we teach people is what we call the internal art of influence. So this gets back to the mindset pieces, but there's three parts to it. One is your identity. Who do you believe yourself to be? If you believe yourself to be a great salesperson, you're going to get better results. If you're confident that you're worthy and you're a good person, you're a good leader, you're going to get better results. If you've got a really negative self-talk, you're going to struggle. And so what we teach people in up-leveling their identity is to bring it to God and pray, to use affirmations to the point of rewiring your brain, to tell yourself positive things over and over, write 10 or 20 or 100 empowering I am statements. I am a great coach. I am a generous leader. I am a great salesperson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And or to surround yourself with good people who encourage you, who speak life, who see the best in you and help you up level how you see yourself. The second part of the internal art of influence is your emotional state. So an identity that's in progress, if you've struggled with your self-talk, can be overcome in an hour with a peak emotional state. You can be at your best for one sales call. And so you need to have a recognition of what emotions you feel when you're at your very best. And then what's a pre-call ritual that you can do in 1 to 3 minutes that can get you feeling really good before the sales call even begins. So you might pray, you might meditate, you might do some push-ups, you might remember a time that you were awesome, you might imagine this time going really well, you might play a pump-up song. There's so many different things you can do. For me, I'm going to take deep breaths, I'm going to affirm myself, I'm going to pray, God, help me to be confident, loving, and peaceful. Amen. And that gets me into state. It reminds me of the emotional experience I want to bring to the call, because emotions are contagious. If you're scared, if you're anxious when you show up on a sales call, your prospect's going to feel some fear and some anxiety. That doesn't create a very good buying environment. But if you're confident and you're at peace, you're going to have much more likelihood that they're going to feel confident and at peace and be willing to make a big decision. And the third part of the internal art of influence is the stories you're telling yourself. So we have to get an awareness. What are you telling yourself about what sales is? If you believe that sales is pushy, et cetera, stories that I've heard from people, you're going to have a lot of resistance to making sales. On the other hand, if you begin to believe that sales is a good thing, it serves people, and that is loving, that is generous when done right, that fun, that helps people get what they want, become more of who they want to become, then you're going to results in your sales. And similar stories about money. People think money is the root of all evil. The love of money is making it an idol, loving it more than your neighbor. That's evil. That's bad. But making money is good. The more I earn, the more I can give. And so we just need to check in on those stories and rewrite empowering stories to remove resistance to making more sales. That's the first step.
Oh, and I was just going to say, too, because I've seen this, right? And let's just go to my world. I do a lot in the outbound world. So I'll help teach business development reps, sales development reps, whatever terminology they're being called nowadays. But basically anybody who's perfecting or trying to get into the world of outbound sales prospecting. And one of the main objections I always hear, right, is just what you articulated, Justin. Oh, I don't want to bother somebody. Oh, I'm nervous of picking up the phone. Why? Because of the preconceived notions that they've been telling themselves, those stories, as you articulated, that they've been telling themselves. And I think it's so important for us, especially when we're the ones teaching this stuff to folks, to help them, just as you articulated, right? We have to help rewrite these stories, but I think it's also important, not even just focusing on the salesperson, but let's talk about the customer, the prospect that we're talking to, because I've also seen it, Justin. I've gone into some discovery calls and you can instantly feel the tension. So much tension, you could cut it with a knife, right? And I'm just like, what gives, man? Like, we haven't even had a conversation yet and you're already like guard up, walls are up, you're being aggressive. And I'm like, what's up? And I find out more often than not, it's that they've had a bad experience from a salesperson. So let's flip the script here. Let's go on to the buyer side of the house, Justin. So when we're talking about buyers who have some stories they've been telling themselves about, what sales actually is, why they don't need to talk to a silly salesperson. I can do all the research online myself, Justin. I don't need to spend an hour meeting, sitting down with you to uncover my pain points. Like, this is a waste of time. How do we as salespeople help rewrite that story?
Yeah. Well, I think one thing to remember is, as salespeople, if you're doing a good job, you're a leader. You're a sales leader. You're a coach. In my industry, when I'm talking with coaches, let's just coach them. Let's provide leadership. Let's ask great questions. Let's help people solve problems. And then let's present an additional solution that could be supportive, which is usually going to be our offer. But if I receive what I would call a mid-call objection, where somebody either says that there's a problem, like they're like, well, how much is this going to cost before I'm ready to get to that part of the conversation? Or I can just feel the resistance that you're talking about. Somebody's getting aggressive. They've got short answers. They seem uncomfortable. We're just losing rapport. The amateur salesperson just pushes through the resistance. They just keep going, even though it's uncomfortable and everybody feels it. The master is just going to slow down and check in on what's happening. And so I'm literally just, if I feel that resistance, I'm just going to be like, hey, can we just pause for a second, John? I feel like I'm noticing that we're out of rapport. Maybe it feels like you're a little bit frustrated with me, or maybe you don't want to answer some of these questions. I just want to check in on that. And like, let them share, and they'll probably be like, oh man, yeah, I just don't like salespeople. And I'm going to validate that objection. I'm like, I totally get it. Salespeople are super annoying half the time. Here's the truth for me though. I believe in win-win or no deal in business. And so if we can find a way to work together, it's an absolute win for you and helps you solve a problem, and it's a win for me, let's do it. If not, no deal. I'm not going to pressure you or try to get you to do something that's not for you, but I want to make it easy for the right people to say yes. So knowing that, are you open to having a little bit more of an honest conversation, letting the walls down and continuing? Or do you feel like this just isn't for you? In which case, we can end the call early.
Really,
what would you rather do?
Really,
I'm going to give them that out.
Justin, I gotta add this in here, because everybody in the audience who's listening, they've heard me talk about my sales process. It's the elephant in the room approach, right? And this is exactly why that approach, I've embraced it, because what you just did is you are addressing the elephant in the room, right? Like, okay, this is an uncomfortable conversation. Let's talk about it. Why is it uncomfortable? And to be able to remove kind of like the show, right? Everybody, and I've seen this. Oh my God, I've been in hundreds, thousands of discovery calls and in demos. And you always kind of see this, right? Everybody logs in, they're sitting there, and you have like the person who's leading the sales call. They start out, they're conducting the whole thing. All right, I got, Bill on. He's from our engineering team. He's going to be showing you X, Y, Z. And it just feels like a production versus we're having an actual dialogue. We're having a conversation. We're problem solving. We're working together. I'm on the same team as you. It's not a matter of I have to showboat how great we are. Like, we're working through solving a problem together. And that means that we're going to have some very frank conversations. And if we can't actually have a real conversation at the beginning of the sales cycle, how do you expect me, Mr. Customer, Mr. Prospect, to, as we get through the sales cycle and I'm presenting to you a solution, how are we going to be able to have a real dialogue about that if I don't even know for sure that my solution is solving the root causes of the pain that you're feeling right now? Because I can't get that from you. It's like trying to get water from a stone. Good luck. So with that, that is exactly why we have to call this out. And it's not a matter of making things uncomfortable or making your prospect uncomfortable, but rather it's so we can have a legitimate conversation and uncover areas that we can actually help versus just, you know, I think I can help based on what you've told me. Like, I know you're being a little aggressive and I don't want to call it out because I don't want to make you mad at me. Heard it all the time, Justin. So with that, let's kind of move forward here to living the values, because I think this is where salespeople can really shine. Is if you, as a salesperson in the sales cycle, can stand out as being a different type of salesperson versus the other, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of sales folks out there. And as you rightfully said, yeah, like, address the elephant in the room and really err on the side of agreeing with them. Yeah, most salespeople aren't that great. So with that, how can we live our values here, Justin, to differentiate ourselves, in this case, as salespeople, when we're going through the sales cycle, to actually help us as we're going through to not just build a solution that solves our customer's problem, but at the end of the day, move forward to that proverbial closed one button, right, in the CRM. How does that work? Unlock the taste of freedom with Liquid Freedom by Blood of Tyrants. This anti-tyranny beverage features natural ingredients and the energy kick of yerba mate. Zero sugar, pure freedom. Use code TBNS for an exclusive 10% off your order. Don't miss out. Buy online at BrianNicholsShow.com/tea to celebrate and revolutionize your refreshment game. One more time, BrianNicholsShow.com/tea. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, it's a great question. Okay, so one of the things I want to note is I believe that salespeople should be great leaders. And I mentioned that before. So if we simply show up as great leaders all the time with the aim of serving and asking great questions, we're going to have more success. So one of the values I have in sales is a value I have in life also, which is to be great at sales, you need to ask great questions. I have behind me our rules of engagement at Faith to Influence. And one of them is be curious first, critical second. There is a place for being critical and solving the problem, but first we need to be really curious. If we ask great questions and we're super curious, we actually allow our prospects to do most of the talking in the sales conversation. We're going to have more success. If we're honest and transparent, sales is going to feel really good. The reality is people just don't want to get tricked. They don't want to get their arm twisted into a purchase. But if we're honest and we ask good questions and we're transparent, sales feels good because people love to buy things that they want that are going to help them. And so those are some of the things that we want to consider. And then I just want to be a human being. I want to be generous. I want to be loving. I want to take care of people. I want to be thoughtful. I want to take my time. It's a conversation to the point that you made. I just want to ask good questions, get to know somebody, find out what problem they have, and then generously aim to solve it with whatever solution I have at my hands, which could be my offer. It could be a referral. It could be a prayer. It could be, you know, just giving them an idea right now that can help. In many cases, of course, when I'm on with an ideal prospect, it's buying my service. But my aim is to identify the problem with them, help them commit to solving it, and then present a solution that can help. And they can feel the difference when I'm there for them versus when I'm there for myself. Justin, I don't want to have commission breath, in other words.
Oh, God. Commission breath is the worst here. We're going to pull a video up because what you just articulated actually makes me think of a scene in an awesome show that I really, really enjoyed up until season 3, because season 3 got bad. And that is a show called Ted Lasso. And there is one scene in Ted Lasso that I think it really puts the icing on the cake, if you will, here, Justin. There you go. We got some Ted Lasso. I love it.
I love Ted Lasso.
All right. So you're going to appreciate, I hope, then, this specific scene. Let's take a watch here.
I know what's coming.
Do you know which one it is?
Let's enjoy it. Yeah, let's enjoy it.
Okay. I'm curious. Let's see.
Be curious, not judgmental.
And let me know if you, yeah, oh, my God. You knew what's up. Okay. Can you hear this?
Mate, what do I need to win?
Not yet.
Oh, you can't hear it?
20s and a bonsai. Now I can.
Okay, good. By the way, the context for this, folks, right? So Ted Lasso, this is Jason Sudeikis' character. He is a soccer coach in the United Kingdom. So he used to be a football coach in America, an actual, you know, American football, actual football, not that soccer stuff. But he's over in the United Kingdom. He's a soccer coach. The owner of the team that he's the coach for, her ex-husband, owns another team that is a top competitor to their team. And the owner, the ex-husband owner, he's kind of, pardon the expression, kind of a dick. And this right here speaks to the idea, be curious, not judgmental. Let's take a listen.
Good luck.
You know, Rupert, guys have underestimated me my entire life. And for years, I never understood why. It used to really bother me. But then one day, I was driving my little boy to school, and I saw this quote by Walt Whitman. It was painted on the wall there. It said, be curious, not judgmental. I like that. So I get back in my car and I'm driving to work. And all of a sudden it hits me. All them fellas that used to belittle me, not a single one of them were curious. You know, they thought they had everything all figured out. And so they judged everything and they judged everyone. And I realized that they're underestimating me. Who I was had nothing to do with it. Because if they were curious, they would ask questions. You know? Questions like, have you played a lot of darts, Ted? Which I would have answered, yes, sir. Every Sunday afternoon at a sports bar with my father from age 10 till I was 16 when he passed away. Barbecue sauce.
Bullseye.
Good game, Ruben.
So, the moral of the story, be curious, not judgmental. I actually, you know, Justin, I had a situation very much like this. I had, and this is back, you know, here, we'll really make it real. This is little sales guy, Brian, and I had gone through a discovery call, and I neglected to like ask some basic questions, like, you know, like just let me just be as honest as I can, like the basic discovery stuff. I was brand new sale. I didn't know what I was doing really. And as I'm going through the sales cycle, I realized that as we got, like, we were halfway through, I realized that the problem that we were solving for wasn't a problem that the person had. And what had happened was I had assumed, based on what I thought I was hearing, I had just created a story in my head of, oh, this is what they need. And when we got to the middle of the sales cycle, I'm actually sitting down. I'm like, oh my gosh, they don't need me. They don't need this solution. And it hit me like, how did I miss this? I had to sit down with my sales manager and be like, I don't know how I missed this. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. I didn't ask. And I think right there, that could be, you know, if we're going towards our final thoughts for today, Justin, it is one of the basic things is to just have that genuine curiosity to not go in with an agenda, to not go in with your mission in mind, but rather you're sitting down and you're trying to be genuinely curious, uncover what the real problems are, and just have a conversation with your prospects. Because when we treat people like people, believe it or not, they will in turn respond like people. And that means that they're going to have a conversation. They're going to have a dialogue. They're going to tell you what they like and what they don't like. So I think at the end of the day, you know, if we could take one thing from this episode, it would be, yes, just that from Ted Lasso. Be curious, not judgmental. By the way, for the audio listener who's not watching the video during what we just listened to here, he was playing a game of darts. So that might give you some more context in terms of the noise you were hearing in the background. And Ted was just sinking those darts left and right. So with that, if you want to go check out the entire scene, heck, go check out the entire show. Ted Lasso is incredible. Mind you, season 3, I don't know your thoughts on season 3, Justin. I thought it was a little meh compared to the amazingness that was seasons 1 and 2, but that might be a different story for a different day. Justin, that's my final thoughts for today. What do you have for us on your end?
Brian, thank you so much for having me on. I actually have to run for a big sales call, which is on brand. And I'm going to show up. I'm going to give my best. I'm going to be curious and ask great questions. I hope you all do the same. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your day.
Awesome. Justin, I will let you jump off now. I know you got to run. With that being said, folks, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's episode, please go ahead and give it a share. When you do, tag yours truly at B Nichols Liberty on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever it is you go ahead and get your social medias. Oh, I'm on Instagram too. Completely forgot about that. Go ahead and give us some love at B Nichols Liberty. By the way, for the podcast version of the show, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, wherever it is you consume your favorite podcast. Just hit that subscribe button. Hit that download all unplayed episodes button. We have over 840 shows here of The Brian Nichols Show going all the way back to 2018. So if you want to go ahead, be curious, not judgmental, and listen to how we've gotten to where we are today at The Brian Nichols Show. And that's with us talking to quite literally hundreds and hundreds of amazing guests who help paint the picture, right? Help satisfy my curiosity when we have guests on the show. And by the way, since Justin's gone, I can just do my little monologue here. I have really taken my role on this show not to be a combative interviewer. I done that sometimes, of course, but that's not how I view my role. My role is to play the role of sales guy here for you. I'm trying to be genuinely curious and wanting to ask some questions of audience or of guests that you and the audience have been thinking of. Questions I'm sure have been things that you've been pondering about or, you know, waffling through. Like, how do we get to these different views, these different positions that we hold? And I pray that if you bring this mentality of genuine curiousness to what we do here at the show, but also in your interactions, you're going to find that it'll actually help paint the picture better for you, and I hope for us as well, why we've gotten to where we are, and frankly, why we look at the solutions that we talk about here in the show as the solutions that they are to help make our world a better place. So going back, yes, the video version of the show, the video version, YouTube, Rumble, Twitter, and on Facebook, we upload the video version of the show in its entirety. Go ahead, check it out over there. When you do, hit that subscribe button, little notification bell, so you don't miss a single time we go live, which we are going live more recently over on the social media, so check that out. And also, if you'd be so kind, one final plug, and that is to support the amazing folks who support us, and that is our awesome sponsors. So here at The Brian Nichols Show, we are blessed. We have some phenomenal folks who they believe in the mission of the show, and they've been willing to support us. So first and foremost, Cardio Miracle. I cannot thank them enough for being our just stupendous studio sponsor. Stupendous studio sponsor. I like that alliteration. So Cardio Miracle, please go give them some love. We have a brand new sponsor, The Wellness Company. So pumped to have them on board. Also, we have our good buddy, Dan Berman. He has his... Ignore the sound of my empty can. He has his company, Liquid Freedom Energy Tea from Blood of Tyrants. I drink at least one of these a day. It has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ingredients in total. I'm going to challenge you. Go look at the back of your Red Bull or Monster Energy or Bang. I can almost guarantee it's got like 40 or 50 different ingredients and you can't pronounce half the stuff. This one, you ready for this? Filtered water, natural flavors, yerba mate extract, citric acid, fruit and vegetable juice, monk fruit juice concentrate, and stevia leaf extract. I mean, that's as pretty much as pure as you can get for an energy drink. And by the way, it gets you buzzing. It feels really, really good. So check out Blood of Tyrants, Liquid Freedom. And beyond that, our amazing other sponsors. We have our good friends over at Indie Emporium with their Michael Scott 40-day plan shirt. Go ahead and check that out as well. All these sponsors can be found over on our homepage at briannicholsshow.com. And I know Justin had to run because I made him late for a sales call. Oops. But please go ahead and support Justin. He's doing some amazing work over at Faith to Influence. If you missed his last appearance here on The Brian Nichols Show, no worries. If you stick around here in the video version of the show, you should be popping up right about here in the middle of the screen. Click that. It'll be the last appearance of Justin here in the podcast. Or just go to the archives, briannicholsshow.com, where you can find all 840 other episodes, which... by the way, that is the only place besides your favorite podcast catcher, briannicholsshow.com. Those are the two locations you can find all of our episodes. So go ahead, check them out over there. Otherwise, all the video versions of the show, I think we start somewhere around like episode 250, 300 there. So you're going to miss some stuff if you're only getting the video version. So head to the archives for all the really juicy content that we have behind the scenes. So other than that, it's been a great conversation with our good friend Justin. With that being said, Brian Nichols signing off here on The Brian Nichols Show. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at briannicholsshow.com.